thanks a lot for the warm welcome. I'm so grateful so many of my fellow citizens have shown up this morning. Thanks for coming. I'm here to discuss some of the challenges that this nation faces. We also have a challenge to American citizens and other citizens and the United States. To come to Washington's to kind of tell me what life's all about here. They don't understand America. And that's good. And now, thanks to the United States of America, America is now more secure. What struck me was what 72-year-old Tilly Caldwell had to say. And then our nation went into a recession. That means three quarters of negative growth, three quarters of going backwards. And then it became clear over the past years, forgot what it meant to be responsible. Now, and met a fella who started his own garage, and he started with two employees. Now he's got, I forgot how many he said, a couple of dozen, which means somebody's got to provide the concrete to pour the foundation. Somebody's got to figure out where to buy the metal. Somebody's got to make the metal. I would call that the pie in the sky. Janet Herkey I met today. She has six grandchildren. She is a responsible citizen. Wilbur is an Army veteran. He helped liberate World War II. She's the lady who's got the same hairstyle as my mother. I met the Grubbs family and the Knights. Same story over and over again all across America. One of the most, let me discuss that with you right quick, if you don't mind. Sure, we're in deficit. We're in deficit because we went through a recession. I explained to you what the country had been through, which means the economy slowed down to the point where there's less revenue coming into the treasury. Yeah, we're in deficit because we got less money coming in. I look forward to signing a bill that will help help America remain strong. I'm confident that because of the United States of America, I'm confident. And the reason I'm so confident is I realize that I'm the president